You may have some of these, but some of them you may not have. BPA, that's Oliver Quayle's machine, is now predicting Maryland will carry. Connecticut has announced for you. Bill Hoff of Vermont says they don't have any presidential returns yet, but that in Fayetteville, Vermont, which the Democratic candidate for governor lost in 1960 by 57-13, Hoff has now won it 50-43, and on that basis he says you'll carry Vermont. Young and Taft are running 50-50 in Ohio. South Carolina has gone down to 46%.
What's that?
46% of the vote now.
Now, wait a minute. What's that?
South Carolina, your vote has gone down to 46%.
What's happening there?
They have not started counting the Negro votes yet. They gave the Negroes trouble all day at the polls, and they simply have not been able to start counting their votes. At the last minute, they switched from machines in South Carolina to paper ballots. This caused confusion among the Negroes. They're down to 46%.
Well,
they have not started counting Negro votes.
Did they vote?
Yes, sir. But they don't know how many of them were disqualified. Quayle predicts you'll carry North Carolina by 51%, Tennessee by 54%. George Gallup will stick with his prediction of 64%, says it'll be the biggest landslide in history. I'm putting on the wire to you some figures I had compiled today which show the margins in the past and some interesting stuff that Reedy can give as background in the morning to the press. We've dictated a victory statement just a few minutes ago, too. Governor Brown says that it looks like you'll carry California by 60%, but frankly, he's worried about Solinger. It may drop a little below 60 in California, and if it drops much below 60, Solinger's gone. Humphrey's people and Humphrey himself predict 64-66% in Minnesota. Governor Sanders said that there's no returns yet in Georgia, but it's one heck of a turnout. They had large turnouts in the Negro precincts, and he's still predicting 45 to 50,000. He'll call me back again as soon as the first returns come in. As you probably know, you've been given Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, and Connecticut. Ted Breathitt says if you're really safe in Kentucky, then it's probably going to get up to 65%, and we'll pick up the two congressional seats down there. That were in the Republican hand.
I hope we beat that son of a bitch Snyder and send him back to Autauganville to look at the Lady Bird's houses.
We just may do that. He's the one that did it. That's all I got right now. I'll call you back.
All right, Jack's written a victory statement, but it's too long. It's 300 words, and it ought to be 80.
This one is about 100.
All right.
Dick.
Who wrote it?
Dick.
All right, okay.